Now for our story. Ben Calvert and his son-in-law, Bill Meade, stood on the station platform in Wakefield as the train carrying Kit Meade thundered to a stop. Kit's telegram telling of her arrival from California had come that morning, a telegram which had been sent not to her husband, Bill, but to her father, a telegram which had said nothing of the child Kit was bringing with her. To each of the men waiting tensely for her to appear, Kit's return had distinct significance. To Bill, it meant the hope for a new life. To Ben, his daughter's arrival presented a challenge, a renewal of a battle against Wakefield, against Aunt Mary and her niece Peggy Douglas, a strengthening of his determination to preserve her marriage to Bill Meade. As the headlight of the train flashed past, the two men were revealed in the glare, peering anxiously toward the lighted windows of the Pullman. When Kit had come down the steps carrying Lisa Fenner's baby son, and for a moment, Ben and Bill Meade were stunned, paralyzed with shock. Kit had seen them at once, and now she came toward them.
Hello, Dad. Bill. Well, look, isn't anyone glad to see me? This isn't much of a welcome, you know.
Kit, what is the meaning of this?
Kit, I don't understand.
Well, I'll admit I wanted to surprise you both, but I didn't expect consternation. After all, is it so much more than you expected? Bill, here's your son.
But, Kit, you're aware. I mean...
And, Dad, he's your grandson.
Grandson? Did you hear that, Bill? My grandson. Kit, this is wonderful. But I ought to thank you for doing this to me. No warning. We
later,
fostered...
Dad. Well, we're going to stay here all night?
Oh, no, of course not, Dad.
Then see about my luggage, will you? Bill can take me to the car.
All right, I'll hurry.
Is he heavy, Kit? Would you like me to carry him?
Would you like me to carry him?
What's the matter? You look so strange.
Oh, nothing. Only for a moment, I was afraid all this was a dream.
A dream?
I had a dream one night long time ago. What you said just now, it reminded me.
Kit, you must be exhausted. That long trip.
No. No, I'm quite all right, really.
Well, we'd better get to the car then. Are you sure you don't want me to take the baby?
Yes, Bill. You take him.
Later, as Ben drives toward the big house on 11th Street.
Kit, when I talked to you a few days ago, you didn't say a thing about the child. When did the baby come, Kit?
He'd already been born when I talked to you, Dad. Oh, I suppose I should have told you, but the baby was a bit ahead of schedule, and... Well, I didn't have a chance to tell you before he was born. I didn't expect you to be worried.
Well, it doesn't matter now. You're here.
Yes.
Safe.
Yes, we're both here. Safe and sound.
The baby's all right.
Oh, yes, Bill. He's quite all right. In fact, he's perfect.
Of course he is. You can tell just from looking at him. But, Kit, you should have let us know. You never can tell about these things, traveling across country with a brand new baby.
You talk as though I'd come across in a covered wagon instead of a deluxe streamliner.
Well, I'm glad you managed all right. But nevertheless, we're going to look up a nurse right away. I intend to see that kid has the best care possible.
Well, evidently you have no faith in my capacities as a mother, Dad. You'll be surprised when you see what I've learned about taking care of him.
Well, oh, but tell me all about it. How do you feel? Did you get proper care at the hospital? Is it...
Dad, you'll wake the baby up, and that's the last thing I want. He's been so good up to now.
All right. But when we get home, we're going to have a good long talk. All of it.
A few minutes later, they arrived at the house on 11th Street. Ben and Kit went ahead to the apartment upstairs, which had been put in readiness. Bill followed with the luggage. There was no sign of Jesse as they went through the hall. Apparently, the new Mrs. Calvert was none too eager to welcome Ben's daughter home. Bill put the suitcases down in the pleasant sitting room, crossed to the nursery. As he entered, he saw Kit starting to remove the baby's little sweater.
Oh, dear, I knew it was too good to be true.
What's the matter with him, Kit?
Oh, he's just cross and sleepy, Bill.
Yes, but maybe something's wrong with the little fellow. Ought we...
No, Dad, now don't get excited. Nothing's wrong.
Yes, but you can't be too sure.
Oh, now you look.
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 Be too sure. Well, I hope you're worse.
Oh, he's just...
Maybe something's wrong with the little fellow.
Excited? What? Right now, he's mad to have been upset. Now, I'll get him into that nice little crib you so thoughtfully provided, and he'll go right back to sleep.
Well, I hope you're right.
Kit, is there anything I can do?
Yes, there is. Did you bring up that thing that looks like a knitting bag? Oh, yeah, that is. I need that and a small overnight case.
Okay.
Now, just a minute, darling.
Is this what you meant?
Yeah, thanks. Now, just open it up, will you? And hand me a couple of those diapers.
Are these?
Yes, that's it. Now. Poor little guy, he's been such an angel.
By the way, Kit, what have you named the baby?
I haven't named him yet, Dad. I haven't been able to make up my mind.
Look at him kicking. He's a sturdy little rascal. Going to be big. A real Calvert.
Well, Dad, Bill's 6 feet tall, you know.
Well, look at the kid's coloring, the shape of his head. He looks just like my father.
And you really think so?
You bet he does. Yes, this is going to give quite a few people in this town a real surprise.
Well, Dad, I told you not to worry that everything would come out all right.
Up you come.
Yeah, let me hold him a minute, kid.
No, not on your life. He's going to bed. Honestly, Dad, the child hasn't been in this house an hour, and you're starting to spoil him already.
Nonsense. You can't spoil him at his age.
Oh, yes, you can. Beautifully. Now, into bed you go. Now, go to sleep.
What about feeding? Doesn't he get anything to eat before he goes to bed?
Oh, he had a bottle on the train before we got here. He doesn't have another for quite a while.
Oh.
Now, Dad, don't worry. Now, you run along. I want to talk to Bill for a minute.
All right, but don't be long. I have a lot of questions to ask you.
Yes, Dad, yes. I'll be down in a little while. And would you mind closing the door, please, very quietly?
Look, he's asleep already.
Yes, he is. Well, Bill? Dad always could monopolize the conversation. Well, darling, say something.
Well, kid, I don't know what to say. Are you all right?
Yes, of course I am. Don't look so stunned, darling.
Well, it's just that I can't quite take it all in.
Yes, I know. I remember how I felt when I first saw it. It's so miraculous, unbelievable.
Funny. I still hardly realize.
Yes, darling. Oh, Bill, I've thought of this moment so many times in these last months. And on the train coming home...
You had a lot of courage all alone like that.
Oh, I didn't mind. I kept imagining your face when you first saw us. I kept dreaming about how it would be when we three were all together. You and me and the child. Oh, look at him, dearest. Isn't he wonderful?
Yeah, he is.
Dad's wrong, you know. He doesn't look like Grandfather.
Doesn't he, Kit?
No, Bill. No. He looks like you. Oh, Bill, it's all over now. All those awful months, waiting, worrying.
It was pretty tough for you.
It doesn't matter now. We're together. What do you think of your son, Bill?
Bill Meade stood beside his wife, looking down at the sleeping baby. The long, curling lashes, the smooth cheek, the tiny fist clenched so tightly. It didn't seem real. It was like a dream. Somehow he couldn't quite believe it, realized that Kit had actually returned with a healthy child, a son. If you only knew, Bill, even though Kit did return with the child, the baby is not her son, Bill, nor yours.